What's going on, Serial Progress Seekers? Marshall here, and guys, I don't want to overstate things, but this episode is really important. It's important for us to talk about this subject, and we feel this could be a really important one for you. We're going to talk about boundaries and how they actually relate to confidence. So Ben, Tabitha, and myself, we're actually going to sit down. We're going to take the gloves off in this one. We're going to dig deep into our personal and our professional lives. And I think you're going to like what comes out of it. Long story short, each one of us feels like we found the key to building our confidence. And that is by our ability to set solid boundaries. I don't want to give away any more. This is episode 93 of the Serial Progress Seeker podcast. Let's go.
Welcome to the Serial Progress Seeker podcast, where we share blueprints for building an unconventional life. Each week, we conduct expert interviews, talk strategies, and share advice for escaping the 9-to-5 and building a life where you are free to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, all while making an excellent living. Okay, Serial Progress Seekers, let's get started with the show.
All right, guys, I'm excited to be here with you today. We are going to discuss something that is obviously very passionate for all of us because we've been talking a little bit off camera about this. And I'm really excited for us to dig really deep because this is something that we all have very strong feelings on. And it's about setting boundaries in our lives for a multitude of different reasons and the things that you can get from actually being able to do that. I got to tell you, this is something that I've only started to slowly learn the older I get. When I was young, I didn't care about things like setting boundaries and what that meant to my relationships and my, you know, my interactions with people all over my life. But now I'm getting a little older and I'm starting to settle into some of these ideas. And I think, this is something that a lot of entrepreneurs may struggle with and people, even business owners. Honestly, anybody that's walking the earth from a certain standpoint is going to deal with setting boundaries and what that does to your confidence. And Ben, I've heard you speak several times about the key to actual confidence is something that comes specifically from being able to set and meet boundaries in your life. So let's dive deeper into that discussion because I want to learn a little bit more about what this means to you, and Tabitha, same with you as well. What does it actually mean to you to set boundaries in your life? And what are those key boundaries that we all really need to be able to set and meet to reach that high level of confidence that we all want to be at?
You know, I think that for me, it has been something that, like, my whole life, I feel like one of my things that there was just a light bulb that went on at a certain point in my life is a level of confidence. And my whole life, that has been, you know, my whole adult life, that's been something that has helped me push through even when I wasn't the smartest person in the room or the best looking person in the room, nor did I have maybe the best tools at my disposal to work with. But confidence was something that put me in a different category where people would pay attention to me, people would give me a shot. And when you have that, you start to really deconstruct where it came from because you look around and you realize that there are a lot of people that are smarter than me, that are better looking than me, that have better resources, that are not putting themselves out there. And you do start to realize that it is a confidence thing. That is such a, you know, and there is a big difference between being cocky and being confident. And I think that when you have this underlying level of confidence in yourself and your ability to make change in the world, that you know, you can do some good things. Now, I will preface this with saying, you know, I was born into this world with a lot of advantages that a lot of people don't have. I'm very aware of that. As aware as I can be, I guess. But I also think that across the board, no matter where you come from, there are certain things that you can do that put you in the spot. And one of the most important things, as I have deconstructed this over the years, is just that. It's setting boundaries and social interactions with people so that you stand for something. And that's really the big thing is when you go into a situation, it's good to get different ideas. It's good to have different personalities speaking to you, but it's not so good when you let those personalities completely infringe upon who you are and put you in a spot to where you look up and you realize, wow, what I am doing in this situation or how I'm interacting is absolutely not who I am. And so as we get into boundaries, that's, you know, I remember way back in high school and I was dating a girl and I was, you know, I love this girl, man. Like I was so into this girl And I remember there were things that happened when I was dating this girl. I remember one time I was in the hall of the high school going to class, and I was in an argument with this girl, like publicly in an argument about heaven knows what. And I remember looking up and realizing, this is not who I am. I am not the person that is in a relationship where I am, you know, arguing about this stupid thing, number one. But number two, arguing in public about something that probably should be a private conversation that's held for another time. And I just remember being like, that's funny. This is absolutely, I am not this person in this moment. And that was one of the first times that I didn't really realize what it was then, but it was one of the first times where I realized sort of the importance of what a boundary is. And we'll get into, you know, kind of the core boundaries and the different categories of boundaries here in a minute. But I, you know, that's the thing. I remember after I sort of got away from that, really coming into my own and really understanding the next time, the next relationship that I get in, this is something that will never happen again. You know, if I can help it, this is something that, you know, if I can at all help it, I never want to put myself into a position to where I am interacting with another human being this way. And the thing that really hit me is I can't control that other human being. Can't, don't want to, you know, but I can control the situations that I put in. I can control the things that I will tolerate for myself. And so that was the beginning of it. And it really led me down a path for the next, you know, 20, 30 years. I guess 20 years, I'm not that old yet. For the next 20 years or so to really kind of dig into what these boundaries are. And there was lots of missteps along the way, but it's led me to learn a lot. And I know Tabitha, you know, this is something Tabitha and I kind of, you know, discuss a lot. Tabitha is one of those people that I believe has really, really strong boundaries in a lot of different areas of her life. And we'll cover what those areas are in a minute. But Tabitha is somebody that for a very long time, I thought has had very good boundaries. You always know where Tabitha stands. And like, you know, Tabitha, your thoughts on this, like with boundaries and why they're so important, having kind of that next level confidence.
Well, and maybe I'm the weirdo of the bunch, but I don't ever, in my head, I don't say, oh, I've got a brown boundary. I think it's just where I just where I stand on things. I don't change who I am for any situation.
No, it's very apparent. I remember like the first time I met you, it was very apparent that you knew who you were. You know, and I think that that's a boundary. Like when, you know, I think a lot of times in life we hear boundaries and we don't know what the heck that is, but we've heard it said a different way. Hey, that person really knows who they are. One of our good friends, who's been a high school basketball coach, for years. And I don't even think of him that way. I just think of him as that talented basketball player that I met way back when. One of the compliments that another friend gave him that I thought was just incredible was, he is the same person with every group of people that he's with. And I just thought, that's really nice. Like that's really, really nice. And I know that, you know, he can't be as, you know, as himself with, but really I got to thinking about it. I was like, he's one of those people that like with different groups of people, he is absolutely himself in all of them. And I was just like, man, what a profound compliment to give to somebody. But it came back to, I started thinking about this. I started thinking about, it's because he's got pretty good boundaries. You know, he knows who he is. He's got boundaries. And I mean, right. I had never heard anybody say that before. And I was like, that hit me in a very profound way.
I find it interesting though, because I feel like I'm different around different types of people. I'm not this, even though I have boundaries, I feel like I'm a drastically different person when I'm hanging out with you guys versus some other sets of friends. I have way more fun when I'm with you guys.
Well, and I think that that's the other thing that we have to kind of qualify is it's different for everybody. You know,
it's
a different sort of thing for everybody. And there is no right thing. You can't do exactly what I do. I can't do exactly what you do. And I think that as we get into this, that's what we want to get across to people is there are some rules. There are some rules that apply to sort of all of, you know, these folks that really know who they are and get there. And if you're one of these people that is listening right now and you're like, I just really feel like I've been beat up lately. I really feel like I'm in a bad situation, whether that is a relationship, whether that is a work thing, you know, whatever it is. Our goal with this is to put you in a better position in your life because you flip the switch in your head. And I'm telling you, I have seen this be a flip of a switch for people. And I don't mean the flip of a switch like it happens overnight, but it's all of a sudden they realize something and 6 months later, their life was completely different. And it wasn't because they started some new business. It wasn't because, you know, they happened to meet the right person. It was because they started to understand something about themselves, and they consciously worked on it for 6 months. And then things were different. Then they started a business that blew up, but it was because of what they had inside. They met somebody that was great because they weren't expecting that person to change them anymore. They were expecting that person to compliment them. And so I think that's what we want to get into today, is we really want to break this down and kind of get into what it is. But for me, if I had to answer your question, you know, short question, long answer. If I had to answer your question, it's this: when I hear boundaries, when I hear confidence, it's somebody that really knows who they are, they love who they are, and they know what they stand for and what they will not stand for. And when you meet those people, you absolutely remember those people. Because really, the majority of folks that we meet, that's not who they are. So that's kind of my, you know, my opening statement. And our job for the rest of the podcast is sort of to walk through the steps so that everybody listening sort of understands this, but has something that they can do to start flipping that switch and get on this path to, you know, changing. And I don't like to get on the podcast and talk about this will change your life forever. I think there's too much of that rolling around that's not true. But this is one of those things. This is one of those times. And I think that we can absolutely get into some big things. And so I think we should start with kind of where we put the three biggies. And there's a caveat with one of these that I think we should add on, but I wouldn't consider it a necessary an extra category. But there's three categories that we really think about when we think about, you know, self-confidence, but setting boundaries. The first is with your friends. Okay. So with your friends, who are those friends, and are you setting boundaries there? If you have toxic friend relationships, it's because you're not setting good boundaries. Number two, family. This one's so hard for a lot of people. But with family, we'll break each of these down, by the way, but with family, it can be incredibly hard because you get into positions sometimes where you feel like you owe people things, even after you don't anymore. And that's where the boundaries are very hard. After that, work, you know, you get into some very interesting things with work where you've got either somebody that's, you know, working at an equal level of you, or maybe they're working for you, or maybe you're working for them. And, you know, you get into some very complex relationships here, and it can be very difficult to set boundaries because of what it means financially for you and what it means for your time and your money and all those things. And I will add one more little caveat that I think we should discuss, because I think there's going to be a lot of people that are listening to this podcast not for this last one, but I think it's important that we bring it up. And this sort of fits into the family and friends thing, and that would be romantic relationships. I think a lot of people that I know that are very, very smart that have had really, really bad luck, quote unquote, with relationships, it's absolutely because they are poor at setting boundaries at every stage of the game. And so, you know, that's our bonus. We've got our main three. And I think this last one sort of fits into a couple of those main three, but I think that we should absolutely take a minute and discuss that at some point during the podcast too. So I would love for us to start into, because this is, if you understand the intricacies of this, you can start seeing this everywhere in all of your stuff. So I would love if, you know, and I want to get both of your opinions on this. I would love to start off with friends. You know, what are the boundaries that you set with friends that you guys can consciously think of? What are some stories where you've had to set some boundaries with friends? And, you know, how hard is that for you? Because everybody that is listening to this, us included, we talked before the show, we all have difficulty in different categories. You know, one is a little harder for us than the other. And so for you guys and friends, and I definitely have a story or two here. What would you say is sort of a story from your life or something about the friend category that's important that we break down?
I'll be glad to lead this one. Yeah. So my first thought right out of the gate was immediately this. The crazy part is, and I think we're probably all like this in some way, but there's levels of friendship, right? You've got probably your inner circle. Those are your tightest. Those are your ride or dies. Those are people going to stick with you all the time. And then you've got, you know, the next level. And then you got like the fringe. So you get, you know, it kind of digresses as you go. And I almost, we could almost talk about each one of those individually, but one specific story that I thought of right off the bat when you started talking about was I can remember a specific time in my early 20s when I had warring friends in two parts of that circle. So I had a inner circle friend that didn't necessarily get along with a next level friend. And it became one of those deals where, you know, I had already pulled that inner circle so tight already that no one was penetrating that. No one's getting through that. So even if you're on that next level, you're warring with that person. Sorry, I'm with them. You know, I'm already in that pod. So that was kind of initial. And it's funny, we're talking about boundaries. And my head immediately goes to almost like a fence, right? I put fences around different levels of my relationships, different levels of my life. And that's kind of how I saw that right out of the gate, thinking about the different levels of friendship and how, you know, sometimes you'll let some penetrate the others and sometimes it's just a fortress that you're not getting in. And that was kind of a specific a moment that was very important, but something obviously that I'm still hanging on to at this point, you know, 20 something years later. So.
Right. Right. What about you, Tab?
Of all the categories that we're talking about, that's probably the one I feel like I have the least struggle with, because like Marshall, I've got my different categories of friends that I don't feel like, and this sounds very bad, but I don't feel like I have any issues with boundaries of my friends, unless you mentioned earlier you had a story of one of mine. So if you feel like sharing that one, go right ahead, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, I don't want to like bust out anything that's, you know, private or anything, but like I saw there was a situation that you were in where you had a friend that you had been very open with about who you were and what you enjoyed in your life and who you were. And this person went behind your back and exposed that to some people that it didn't need to be exposed to. And I never could understand the reasoning that this person did this. I'm sure we're more clued in on it, but it bothered me because I hold you in such high regard. And I know it puts you in a difficult spot. And so, you know, the spot for me was, you hurt my friend, I'm going to hurt you. And I didn't. I had to back up because I understood that this was your fight. And so there's a boundary too. But you know, that's one of those things that, yeah.
That one was a struggle. Now that you're bringing it up, I'm like, oh yeah, I completely forgot about that. Because it completely changed the dynamic of our friendship. Like nothing gets really... like we're not really friends anymore. I'm like, I will still consider that person a friend, but do I hang out with them or try to actively tell them, share anything? I've tried a couple of times and all of the effort came from my end. And I'm like, okay, that was it. I'm done.
Well, and I kind of saw that too, as you know, there was you were like, no, this is who I am. Sorry. And if that's what you're going to do with my confidence, then you can't have my confidence anymore. And I thought that was really good. And I will say something about this. And I think that's kind of, you know, based off what both of you have said, I am the kind of person that I have a very, very strong, solid inner circle. And I'm very lucky, but I've worked very hard for that inner circle over the years. Like I go out of my way. Sometimes I feel like I don't do enough still, but I've gone out of my way to strengthen that inner circle. But I am somebody that really enjoys making new friends. It's you know, I'm not somebody that says, okay, I've got all these friends and that's it. I enjoy people. And so, you know, I was a really shy kid. And so like, it's a weird thing for me, but I enjoy people and I enjoy getting to these scenarios. So the problem is, and this is where I run into probably a lot of what you guys are talking about. The problem is sometimes these people interact with each other. And, you know, if certain people that are, as Marshall said, sort of on the new friend or outside their friend, or maybe they're just in a different category of friendship. If they make my inner circle uncomfortable, it's, you know, it's very, very hard for me to do anything else with them. But I also think this is the key. I think with everybody here, it's okay to have friends that don't go past a certain level. It's okay. You know, it's okay for somebody to be, I will let you in this far, but you can't come any farther. No matter how much time we're actually spending with each other, I know that you can only go this far. And then there's people that you meet because you have that boundary that like, you're like, man, this person's great. And we've been hanging out for a long time. I want to continue to deepen with this particular person. So I think that what's fun for me is a lot of my friends and I have had a lot of fun being around people that are outside of our friend group. you know, but are still friends of one of us, that spices up kind of our friendship. It makes it good, you know, and I think it makes it better. But I think that a lot of us, yeah, we very much have that wall that we put up, and I'm actively looking for that wall with people every time I meet them. I want to know, how close can I bring you in? I love having really tight friends, and I have some great tight friends, but I also understand that I probably have some people out there that I've not even met yet that could be in that core group. And so I'm looking for it, but I'm always really evaluating every interaction in a way of like, what's the thing that puts us where we can't go any further? And the reason I do that is not to judge the other person. The reason I do that is because I want to continue to have those relationships, but not have unfair expectations of what that person should bring to the table for me. And I think we get into that a lot of times, and we get really disappointed with people. I'm super guilty of this, where I have expected too much of somebody, and they never promised that they could give that to me. You know, there was never a contract signed on that. But getting to the place to where you can understand, hey, this person, we have a great time together, but they will always fit here. And we're going to be better friends if I don't expect anything else from them. And I think that when you're doing friend boundaries, it's important to start to categorize folks in a way. And it could always change, but it's important to do that because I think a big part of boundaries is your expectations of people. And it's really easy to get your feelings hurt. It's really easy to put yourself in a bad spot where you get down on yourself or you get down on this other person for no good reason because your expectations of what that person should deliver to the friendship are completely off. And, you know, it is what it is. And I think sometimes also the flip side of this is sometimes you have to say this person has come a little too far and they are pushing in a way that I'm not comfortable with. And this is not who I am. And if I continue to be around this person, it will become who I am. And, you know, I think it's, you have to say, this is what I believe in. This person is not stressing me in a way that makes me better. This person is stressing me in a way that makes me worse. And you've got to have the ability to cut that off. There's plenty of people out there that want to be your friend. There's plenty of people out there searching for good friends that are just like you. But a lot of those people won't stick around if you're holding on to all these pieces that are weighing you down or putting you in dangerous situations. And I don't just mean dangerous in terms of violence, things like that. I just mean like it puts you in a spot where you're not yourself. And I think that's the number one thing that I look for with friendships is like, I like a little danger when I'm hanging out with people. It's fun. But what I don't enjoy is I don't enjoy that kind of thing where I'm stressed into a place where I'm not who I am anymore and I have to interact. A great example is I had a friend that would continually put me into a place where I had to bully up. Like I had to like, it was almost a fight. And it was like, well, how many fights are we going to get in? I think maybe you're the problem. And I'm not somebody that goes out to get into fights or to get into aggressive situations. And so that was somebody that I had to completely cut out of my life completely because I'm like, that's not who I'm going to be. I want good things for you, but this is not going to go anywhere for us. And so that was, that's the friends. What do you got, Tab?
Well, no, I was just going to say that's a good thing to bring up too, is that you don't have to set boundaries right from the very beginning of a relationship. You can be into these friendships, this work family, this, you know, family, and you can set boundaries at any point. It doesn't have to be at the very beginning. You don't have to do it from the get-go and that point forward. At any moment in your time, if there's something that's not making you the best version of yourself, evaluate that and then see where you need to go from there.
Well, and I think that's it. You know, the really big bow on this one for me is friends should stretch you to be better, or friends should put you in a place to where you recharge. That's what you're looking for with friends. They should stretch you to be better, or they should be a means to recharge. And that can come from a lot of different areas. But if you're not getting that out of your friend group, it probably means your boundaries are pretty poor. And that's what you should bring in from friends, is stretch to better or recharging.
And that should be a two-way street. It shouldn't be you giving all or them taking all or whatever. It's got to come from both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's an important part.
I think something too, I want to make sure we throw in here too, guys, is, and this has a lot to do with getting to a level of confidence to be able to understand something like this. But there was a long time where I didn't realize this. And I can remember some specific times in my life where I started to realize it and went, okay, now I'm kind of coming into my own as a person. And that's when I realized that it is okay to realize that some people just come in your life for a short amount of time. And they can be really, really good friends for that short amount of time. When I say short, it could be several years and it could be 10 years, whatever it may be, but they might pass through. And there was a long time when I thought, yeah, I can remember being specifically leaving my first town that I went to. I first moved to Nashville right when I moved from college. And then I left Nashville and left a great core group of friends. And I was so incredibly sad to leave that group of friends. And then I remembered after a little while, 6 months, a year, whatever it was, that friend group had kind of shrunk a little bit. And it wasn't for anything negative. It wasn't because I realized that, we weren't friends when we were together, but now, you know, our ties were a little bit loosened and that's all it was. And I think that's really important. And it took me, you know, that breakage to be able to realize that and to be able to get to that confidence point and go, you know what? This was amazing to have this person in my life during this time, but now I'm seeking out new people to fill that void type thing. So I thought that'd be interesting too. And you guys, I don't know how you guys feel about that. If you're kind of in the same boat, but once I realized that, it really kind of changed my perspective on a lot of different relationships.
Well, and I think that I've just got to bring this up because this is something that like really became apparent to me. Like, you're so right. Number one, number two, this is where social media is extremely weak. There was a time in our lives, we are old enough to remember this. There was a time in our lives where you moved on from somebody and you actually moved on. And that was it. That was the last time you talked to them, or it was, you know, very touch and go. With social media, we are connected to a number of people that we are not biologically designed to handle. And that's the thing, is these people that are supposed to move in and out of your life that are sitting around, how many times over the last 5 years have you guys gotten social media and you've seen something from somebody that was a blip in your life and they continually show up in your feed and upset you? And, you know, you don't defriend them because you're like, well, I don't want to be one of those people that, you know, is defriending people over their opinions. I'm open to all opinions, right? But also, I think the thing that you have to kind of understand is exactly that. It's not, it's about having boundaries. And like, what I don't like being is upset all the time. And there are people that were supposed to leave your life because they do not fit within your boundaries, that are still, they still have billboards up in front of you every day. And it's extremely unhealthy. Tab, I think you had something to say.
I was going
to
say, fuck that, defriend them.
There you go. No, I love that. And I think that 100%, that's a place that I had to get to. And that was a big boundary that I think a lot of people don't understand is a huge boundary that you have to put up, is social media. I had somebody that I, once again, we're getting into somebody, just a human that I was in love with in high school, like just loved this person so much, and lost touch with them for a little while. But I was on social media and I was connected with them. And then this past summer, I mean, just, it was very toxic, the interaction, out of nowhere. And I finally had to just be like, this person that I loved is gone. And it wasn't that that person's actually gone. It's that the time period that was existing was gone, and this person needed to be out of my life. And so I did. I removed anything that would make this person show up. And I just had to really, it was tough. I really had to say, this person is gone from my life at this point, and it's okay. It's completely okay. And so that's the first category. And, you know, my hope is anybody that listened to that part sees some issues that, you know, are happening in their life right now, and they can make some tweaks. And like I said, it's a switch you flip now that 6 months down the road, you know, you start seeing the real, real big benefits of it.
If they're not bothering you, if you're seeing their stuff on social and it doesn't have a negative reaction coming from you, there's nothing wrong with staying friends with people on social media. It's when you're looking at it and it gives you anxiety the minute you read it. Fuck that. Just delete them off there.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Let's talk family. I think that this is very, very difficult for a lot of people, myself included. It's to put up boundaries to family. And the problem with a lot of this family stuff is because for a good period of your life, you were somebody that was in the care of these folks. that seems to be the hardest. Now, some folks, it's because it's your brother, it's your sister, it's a cousin. But I think the vast majority of a lot of what I see my friends dealing with in terms of boundaries, it stems from somebody that they were in the care of, whether it was an aunt or an uncle or a mom or a dad. And it's tough. It's really, really tough. And so, you know, I've got plenty to say on this, but, you know, Tabitha, from your perspective, family-wise, you know, it doesn't even have to be a you story, but what do you see people in your life struggling with family-wise, where their boundaries are poor, and what does it cause that you see as a major dysfunction?
I would say the biggest thing is their expectations, or what they think their family's expectations of them are. That would be the biggest thing. For me, specific story, family-wise, I feel like I've got pretty good – I've got a great family, just straight out the gate. We've got a great family. But I am one of five. Like, I'm the oldest of five kids, and we took a family trip to Alabama a couple years ago, and each one of my siblings, we have 2 to 4 kids. Like, we were all in one house. There was 1,000 people everywhere, and my anxiety level was through the roof. I left that trip 3 days early and made my mother so unbelievably mad at me. I didn't care. I was like, I cannot stay here. I love every single one of you. I just cannot handle you all in one house.
Right.
And I left. I came home. I was just like, I know your expectation of me is this. I cannot hit that today. I'll hit that another day, but today I've got to go.
Well, and I want to bring up something before we move on with this. I think that, and I recently had to do this too. I just had to remove myself, and I couldn't physically remove myself at the time. So I had to emotionally remove myself, and I kind of checked out while I was there. This is important. It's like, sometimes, you know, having a boundary means that you have to remove yourself from a situation. And people are going to get mad, but, you know, the people that stick around and the people that are good will get over it. And the people that are good and that will stick around will actually come to you and say, "Hey, can we talk about this? Because I don't understand, you know, what happened here. And from my perspective, you know, yeah, it kind of made me mad." And I think that that's something that with family, you know, it is incredibly important that, you know, you have family that is okay with, you know, voicing their displeasure, but also family that actually wants to hear the reasoning why. This is where the problem comes in a lot of times. And, you know, when you have family that, you know, I think needs to stick around in your life, and this is hard for most people because, no, it's family, and we've got so much built into us about, like, family. This is why most people never get out of this trap. But I think with family, a lot of times it's important that when you have a family member that has a different kind of life than you, have a different upbringing, and, you know, most of our family does, when they can wrap their heads around where you're coming from, or they make an effort to wrap their heads around the coming, even though they don't have the equipment to understand where you're coming from because they had a completely different life. And I have those people in my life and my family that can do that. And we have a really good relationship. And I have those people in my family who have a very tough time to do that. Maybe some of them are working on it, but it is much, much harder for them to do that. And it causes a lot of problems. And, you know, I've made mistakes where I feel like I have done things, nothing terrible, but I have been a completely different person as to who I think I am because I did not establish a boundary with my dad. You know, that this is one that I have a lot of trouble with, is my dad and I. My dad's a superhuman. I mean, like, I just love that guy. He's the best. But there's something about the way that we interact, and it's gotten a lot better in recent years, by the way, but there's something about the way that we interact that it's very hard for me to understand what the boundary is. This is something that I really picked up on probably 7 years ago, 5 to 7 years ago, and I've been constantly working on it. And there just came to a point where I just had to be like, it only gets this far. It only gets this far. We can only talk about these things because if not, I'm pushing some of his buttons that I didn't realize I was pushing. You know, and I think that that's understood is, you know, it's not that there's anything wrong with my father. It's that sometimes the way that we see the world is different. And so sometimes the way that we interact with each other can become something that neither of us appreciate. And so, you know, I think that there are things that I can talk about with, you know, my friends and my mom that I can't talk about with my dad. But the reason that I can't, you know, this is very personal, by the way. The reason I can't talk about some of those things with my dad is because I want to have a really good relationship with my dad. I want that. And the only way that we can have a good relationship is if both I and him have those boundaries of like, hey, we just don't talk about this stuff because like we don't agree and we probably won't. And I like the more that we've sort of both come to terms with what those things are, better our relationship has gotten. And it's a relationship that I really appreciate because it's so much stronger than what it was 5 to 7 years ago. But I tell you what, it's the same with what we were talking about with friends. There's just certain friends that you can only take so far. It's harder for me with immediate family to say I have to have that boundary. But the more I establish those boundaries, the better the relationship got. And the closer I think we've gotten and the more that we appreciate each other and who we are and where we come from. And so, yeah, I think that for me, that this is probably one of the more difficult ones over the years, just because of probably what you guys were saying is you feel like you owe something to those people because they raised you. You are only alive because those people exist and they did what they did and they killed themselves working to support you. And so it's difficult as an adult not to want to give everything to them, you know? And that's a struggle. And I mean, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. So, you know, I'd love to hear more of what you guys think about family. Marshall, like with family, you know, where do you struggle, or where do you have people in your life that struggle with family? And like, what are some things that you see that where boundaries, you know, are important or hard?
Well, it's so funny to me because when we started talking family, I was kind of like, no problem. So all good. And then Tabitha starts talking about something. I'm like, oh, there's a pain point. And then you start talking like, oh, there's one. Okay. Yeah. Found it. So just like Tabitha was talking about being a very close knit kind of having her family around, I start thinking about, you know, not my immediate family, but my next level, you know, we're talking aunts, uncles, cousins, things like that. My entire childhood and all the way to now, all of that part of my family lived far away. So the boundary, oddly enough, became space and mileage and things like that. And then it became, you know, as you grew up, and especially now as I'm an older adult and I, you know, have control over how I spend my time. So, you know, if I've got, you know, some people in my life that I really want to spend time with, whether they are family or close friends or something like that, I'm going to give the effort and put the effort in to go and see them. And then I'll just be real with you. I've got some of that family that honestly there's been no reciprocation. There's been no, you know, none of that coming back. And I'm just going to be less likely to put that effort in to go and spend time with them and go out of my way to do that. And it's something, it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know if we always realize it until we really start to dig into it and you go, man, that is it's a little bit of a pain point. Cause it, you know, at the bare soul of you, it pisses you off a little bit. Cause you're like, man, you know, I love this person. This person helped make me who I am, but they make no effort. Here I am as a 40-year-old man. They make no effort to go and make that connection. So I don't want to do that. Instead, I'm going to spend my time, my effort, my investment of all of my energy is going to go to the people that are putting that into me and that we're getting that back and forth. So it's funny. It's like, you don't even realize it until you start to kind of dig a little deeper.
And I think that this is the respect because, you know, I don't want if my dad were to listen to this, to think that this is a poor thing on him. It's not. It becomes a situation to where you're like, am I going to have a relationship with this person or am I not? Mm-hmm. And setting the boundary is saying, what can I do so that my expectations aren't crushed every mm-hmm. time I have an interaction with this person? And on the flip side, what can I do so I'm not crushing their expectations of me? On the flip side. Now, sometimes it doesn't work that way. And when it doesn't, you have to kind of move on. But I think that's the important thing is like, I want to have relationships with those people. I do. It's important to me. But finding the boundary that I could set allowed that relationship to grow instead of just becoming something that was incredibly difficult.
All right, guys, we really hope you enjoyed that breakdown of how the three of us have been able to develop a real strong sense of confidence by setting boundaries with our friends and our family. But don't worry, we are not done. We actually mentioned it early on the episode, but as we move through this conversation, we realize there's other relationships in our lives where boundaries come into play. So be sure to check out next week's episode to see how we take this conversation even further. And we talk about setting boundaries with coworkers And then we talk about setting boundaries in romantic relationships. Plus, you're actually going to walk away from that episode with some very specific strategies and tactics that you can use to continue to build your own red carpet confidence. We're looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the Serial Progress Seeker Podcast. If you want to listen to more episodes, learn more about our mission, or send us questions or feedback about the show, go to serialprogressseeker.com. You can help the mission by subscribing, reviewing, rating, and commenting wherever you listen to or watch podcasts.